Hello, we are Daniela and Aitana. Our podcast is about London and its landmarks.
To start, we would like to talk about one of the experiences most people like to watch when people visit London, and more important here, the real world change. It is in Buckingham Palace. All days of the week, it takes 45 minutes length. This is very interesting, but if you are a child, it can be boring. The little problem of this is that you have to arrive early to take a good spot. The guards have very interesting uniforms.
But this is just a small part of the day, and I could visit more places like the London Eye.
And now you are going to talk to us about that.
Yes, of course. Do you know where it's localized? If you don't know, it's localized in Westminster Bridge Road. From here, you have a very beautiful sightseeing. One full rotation takes about 30 minutes. Do you have fear of heights?
It depends on the height.
It is 135 meters. Do you will have fear?
No. Tell me more of this landmark.
Okay, it has 32 glass capsules, each holding up 25 people.
Other important landmark in London is St. Paul's Cathedral. It's an iconic cathedral designed by Sir Christopher Wren after the Great Fire of London. It's located in Ludgate Hill, high point of London. The construction was finished in 1710. It's a symbol of London survival. The style of the cathedral is an English Baroque, venue for significant momentic, including the wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer in 1981, and the funerals of Winston Churchill and Margaret Thatcher. And now, what are you going to talk to us about, Daniela?
Now I'm going to talk about the Big Ben. It's a symbol of democracy and a central part of what makes Britons feel British. Was built as a part of Charles Barry's design for the new Palace of Westminster after the old palace was largely destroyed before on 1834. A great curiosity about the Big Ben is that the name Big Ben is not the general name of the tower. No, it is the name of the Great Bell. Big Ben is probably the world's famous clock, and you can imagine how old it is.
No, how many?
It has 67 years and was built on 1859. In conclusion, to see the most important things about London, you need more than one day, because London is full of very interesting and entertaining landmarks.
This is the end of Landmarks of London, our podcast. We hope you like it. Goodbye.